You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money, and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. The CDC changes its transmission guidelines. Experts worry about polio, and bots take over the coronavirus conversation. Here's what you should know. The CDC has updated its transmission guidelines to reflect the organization's belief that the coronavirus does not spread easily just from touching surfaces or objects. The guidelines are quick to note that while it is still possible, it is no longer considered one of the main ways the virus spreads. Polio. The disease that once paralyzed 350,000 children annually has in recent years seen only a few hundred cases, thanks to a massive eradication campaign throughout the world. But global efforts now are entirely focused on COVID-19, which experts say could open the door to polio's resurgence. Researchers from Carnegie Mellon University culled through more than 200 million tweets regarding the pandemic and found that about 45% of those were most likely sent from a computerized robot and not a real person. It's hard to know who is behind the bots, but researchers say the tweets appear aimed at sowing division in America. Finally, here's today's one question. As states open up, what is the federal government's response? So far, the federal government has failed to speak with a unified voice, denying the very real toll of this pandemic, rather than take decisive action to mitigate its effects. Despite expert advice to the contrary, the president has expressed his eagerness to get people back to work. This comes after the White House ignored warnings dating back years about the threat of a pandemic. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.